Welcome back, 1160 AM, the Quest, Atlanta's Catholic radio station. We are so glad that you are listening. We would also love it if you would become part of the team. We are in the Celebrate Your Faith Spirit Drive, and we need your help. So give us a call at 678-688-4549. We are trying to raise the funds that are necessary in order to keep Catholic radio strong here in Atlanta, and we could sure use your help. 678-688-4549. So far for today, we have $33,710 called in. Woohoo! We are so excited about that. But we know that the work is not done because we are trying to raise the funds necessary so that we don't come back to you and interrupt regular programming for another 6 months. So come on, let's keep the calls coming in here. We are at $121,811 so far for the 3 days. And we know we can get even more called in. The number to call is 678-688-4549. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com. Also encouraging all of our listeners to go to thequestatlanta.com and find out information about House Bill 481. We only have one more hour before this goes to vote, so go on there and find out the information, make the necessary phone calls, let your voice be a voice for the unborn. Get the message out there and really make a difference. So the number that go to thequestatlanta.com, the numbers to call to help your voice for that will be on the website, and you will be able to really speak for the unborn who can't speak for themselves. And that's really what we need to do. So we will also be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock, and we'll be doing it live. Normally we have a recording, but we're going to do it live because of this vote that is going on in this House Bill 481. So we'll be praying it live and ask all of our listeners to join with us. One of the many powers of Catholic radio is we can go out to a potential 3.1 million listeners with this station, and so we can really reach a lot of people, and we can all link arms and join in prayer together. So we'll be doing that at 3 o'clock. All right. So the other great thing about doing a local pledge drive is that we get to invite in great local guests. And our next guest is no exception. It is Carrie Beckman, and she's a great local guest. She's the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy, and we are grateful that you are here. So thank you.
It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So good. So we know that all good things begin with prayer. Would you be willing to lead us in a prayer for this next hour?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask you to please speak to those who are listening, that if they are able to give, Lord, that they would open their hearts generously to this mission of truth in a time when there is so much information out there that is not true. Lord, we just ask you to help the Quest to move forward to give truth to the local Atlanta area and to others that may stream us all over the country, that this be a mission of your holy will. And we just ask anyone out there who wants to be part of that truth and evangelization to please call now and pledge even the littlest amount of money our Lord can turn into much. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and through the intercession of Our Lady as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Regina Chaley, Ora Pro Nobis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we haven't even gotten rolling with the interview part, and you already have a message coming to you. And this is from Betty, and I'll show you the last name. She made a monthly donation in honor of Regnum Christi's Wednesday Mass at the Owen Building. So she called in, and she made a donation. So if you want to tell her thank you.
Thank you, Betty. That's great.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, sorry. All right. So, okay. Here I'm not not figuring it out. I thought maybe she gave an honor this hour, but I guess not. Okay. So, all right. So we are talking again with Carrie Beckman. I thought maybe you were part of Regnum Christi and she was part of your group. So she was honoring you. So I apologize. No, okay.
Regina Chaley Academy is completely separate. We actually are universally Catholic. So we have many different groups that belong to different spiritualities. But the thing that we all share in common is a desire to home educate our children in a beautiful classical method.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. A few housekeeping things before we get started. We want to ring the bell. It's been a little while since we rang the bell. We get to ring the bell if we get a founder. A founder says they will give $100 a month for 36 months or a one-time $3,600 donation. We've had 18 of those so far this week. We have Julie, Julietta, Denise, Janet, Betty, St. Bridget's Men's Club, Michael, Father Peak, Denise, Major General Tom, an anonymous donor, Gift of Hope, Pete, Knights of Columbus, Christ the King, Lynn Wood, who's the attorney that for Nicholas Sandman, he was on earlier. He gave $5,000, so he was above and beyond the $3,600. Johanna, Terry Newton of Mustard Seed Communities, and Chuck. Those are all of our founders. We would love to get one more. It's an automatic ring of the bell. Automatic ring of the bell when we get a founder. We also ring the bell every time we get to an increment of $10,000. So right now we're at $34,460. So what would that be? $5,540, and we ring the bell again. All right. So come on, let's do this. We could ring it a whole lot of times because we're halfway to the $40,000 mark. We get a founder and a few more dollars and we ring the bell at $40,000. Let's do it. If you call in as a monthly donor, you only have to give that 1 month right now, but it's multiplied times 12 for this pledge drive. So we'll be able to ring the bell with that monthly donor. We have gifts that we give along the way. You can talk to the volunteers over there about the gifts. Founder gets an Echo Dot. Monthly donors get a book. Everybody gets a prayer card from St. Gabriel, who's the messenger of Catholic Radio. Everybody goes into a drawing for a blessed rosary. Also want to give a shout out to Chick-fil-A who on Woodstock Road in Roswell because they provided us with our breakfast every single day and it was delicious. So thank you, thank you, thank you to Chick-fil-A on Woodstock Road. Also encouraging everybody still to go to thequestatlanta.com and look at the information for our House Bill 481. We only have until 3 o'clock to make your phone calls. Come on, let's do it quick. We really want to find out information and let our voices be heard for the unborn. Okay, we are talking with Carrie Beckman. She's the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy. And so many of our guests this week have had a story that they wanted to share about maybe their background and the ways, you know, God has a way of preparing us for the next step without us even knowing it. So you can probably look back now that you're the executive director for Regina Chaley, and you can see some ways that God has prepared you along the way. So let's start by finding out a little bit about you and what brought you to this point, and then we'll find out about Regina Chaley and what you do there.
Okay, great. So I'm a convert to the faith. In fact, I was just thinking when you were encouraging people to give to this campaign, everybody is called very differently by God. And it's important that we have those different callings because we're reaching so many different people. And so some people are called in a special way to maybe talk to others and help them to really come to know Jesus that way. And maybe some others just are more prayerful and contemplative. And the beautiful thing about giving to the Quest is that if you're one of those folks who maybe aren't as comfortable going and knocking on the doors and inviting people to Mass or inviting them to read the Bible with you, if you donate to the Quest, we do that for you here as a voice of truth, and we're reading scripture and we're praying with people. And so this is your way to unite your voice. And that goes along with my story because when I was in high school, I was very much not catechized. I lived in a very dysfunctional family. We didn't go to church. I was very unchurched. But, you know, I had a high school teacher who was Catholic. And, of course, nowadays you probably might get in trouble for this if you're a teacher, but she would invite me to her home. to give me some stability, and she would invite me to Mass. And again, not everybody's called to that kind of evangelization like Mrs. Marshall was, and thank God she was. But in that calling and inviting me to Mass, she allowed me to experience Jesus there. And I really didn't know what the impact of that was. In fact, I didn't really even understand what was going on. I called it Catholic aerobics, standing, sitting, kneeling, stand, sit, kneel, right?
Yeah.
And, but the one thing that I loved, Kelly, was that the incense.
Yes.
The incense was very powerful to me. And I remember thinking that there's so much happening physically when I'm in this church versus some other churches I'd been in. Even though I didn't understand it, God's grace was pouring out right there. So I had decided that I probably wanted to become Catholic, though it was not a very intellectual decision, right? It was an experiential decision. And unfortunately, like so many of our listeners probably out there, I was very poorly catechized when I came into the church. And this is where, you know, God can right a wrong ship, and he does it. But lo and behold, he would do it in Noonan, Georgia, of all places, at St. George Catholic Church. And it's funny because I came into the church in Phoenix, Arizona, where Catholicism is the norm. Mm-hmm. But it was a very uncatechized time, if you will, in that diocese. So I moved to the South in the Bible Belt, and I really profoundly had an experience with Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament through an organization called LIHTS, Life in the Eucharist Seminar. The Life in the Eucharist Seminar, which still exists today, you can still invite LIHTS teams to your parish to do renewals of beautiful retreats of the Eucharist. And in that one encounter, after four witnesses had given their testimony, the church's teaching on the Eucharist was presented to me. The church's teaching on confession, which I had not been to yet, because I was not baptized when I came into the church.
Really?
And when I came into the church through RCIA, they said I didn't need to go to confession unless I was going to commit like murder or something.
Are you kidding?
So wow. I had never made my first confession.
Okay.
And the third thing that a witness gave a beautiful testimony on was being open to life, mm-hmm. and the church's teaching on contraception. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was brand new to me. And I remember really journeying with these witnesses as they had either reverted, fallen away and come back to the faith, or converted like me. And I was in such a state of desire for truth at that point in my life. Praise God, right? Praise God for that. It's total grace when that happens. And literally in that moment had to make some radical changes.
Yes.
And so this was 1996, and for those of you who live in the Atlanta area, you know what was happening. Yeah. The Braves in the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
So I run home to my non-Catholic husband, and I say to him, I've got to talk to you right now. We have to make some changes in our marriage. And he said, as he's watching the World Series. And I said, so we can't use birth control anymore.
Uh-oh.
And he says, okay. And I thought, you did not hear me. So I took the remote control and I turned off the World Series. And I said, you didn't hear me. He said, I did. You said we can't use birth control if you're going to be Catholic. Okay, you're Catholic. We're not doing that. Click back on to the World Series. Hence, now we have 7 more children, a total of 8. Yes. So what a blessing from God. And it's funny how we do these things, how we convince ourselves. Because on the way home, I said, well, you know, I know there's this one scripture that says that you have to be submissive to your husband. My husband's going to say no. So then I'm going to be, I won't have to be obedient to this, right?
Yeah.
I won't have to be obedient to this. Well, my husband said yes.
Yeah.
So praise God, because all of those great yeses now have beautiful names. They're beautiful people that reside in my life, and my life is so full because of them. And I remember the moment that I gave up contraception was a very scary moment. It was very scary releasing that control, right? Trusting that God would do what he, allowing him to be that part of my marriage was very scary. And I literally said to him, you know, it's not like I can have 8 children or anything, Jesus, thinking that 8 was a lot, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know you have 8 children,
yeah,
too. So, and what do I have? I have 8 kids. I love it when God says, oh, yeah, we'll see about that. You need to trust me and I'll give you exactly what I know you need.
Yes.
So that was kind of my journey. And so my husband came into the faith about 5 years later. And so we have these kids and we're discerning education for them. And we really thought that we needed to put them in Catholic school because neither one of us were raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the Catholic school system at the time was not, and where we were, was not able to fulfill our great desire for them to be very, very well trained in the faith. And as I kept having more children, we were wondering, what is the financial outlook for this?
Yeah.
How is it even possible that I'm now trying to be obedient to the church, but our own education coming from the church and that are not in sync with our lifestyle, with the amount of money that my husband was able to provide for our family for education? So I started homeschooling. I started homeschooling exactly 6 weeks after I had profoundly and proudly proclaimed in front of a great group of people, I will never homeschool my children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks later, there I was, yeah, homeschooling my babies. Yeah. And, you know, it was beautiful and amazing and hard. Mm-hmm. And so I went to my spiritual director at the time and I said, you know, Father, I don't want to give them over 5 days a week. I see the beauty of us all being together and it's beautiful and the things that are happening and the relationships between my children and the relationships with me and my children are so much better. I said, but golly, it would be nice to have accountability. And it would be really nice to know that I don't have to relearn algebra 2 and geometry and physics and calculus when those times come. And I said, if just there were 2 days a week, mm-hmm, that we could have a beautiful Catholic environment where really and truly the faith is the middle and everything else stems from that. Mm-hmm. So instead of putting in a religion class, let's start with religion in the middle. And then add a physics class, mm-hmm, and add a math class. Mm-hmm. But in the center, be our faith, our Catholic faith, really profoundly. And he looked at me and he said, I think you ought to start that. Hmm. And he said, in fact, I think we should call the bishop. I meet with the bishop. He said, I think you should stay independent, you know, so it's homeschoolers and it's not part of the diocese because that's important, you know, for homeschooling. But I'd like to see what the bishop has to say about this. And I said, well, how long is that? I don't know what I'm doing yet. I mean, the Lord just spoke to me about this supposed 2 day a week thing. And he said, oh, yeah. You know, when I call, it'll be a couple of months before we meet with the bishop. Mm-hmm. So he picks up the phone. He calls downtown and secretary at the time says, oh, Father Peake, the bishop just had a cancellation tomorrow. Do you want that appointment? And of course he said, yes.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to interrupt you at the yes, because we got to get the phone lines going.
Yes.
So come on, 678-688-4549. I got to believe there's some people out there that are part of Regina Chaley Academy that are homeschooling their kids that have a few dollars to spare to keep Catholic Radio on the air. Of all people, I think that you can really appreciate the importance of having the voice that comes out through Catholic Radio. And so we would love it if you would call right now and support it. And also if you'd like to give a message to Carrie, we would appreciate that as well. The number to call again, 678-688-4549. There's so many things to love about Catholic Radio and about the voice that we can really give. The truths and the traditions that come out through the airwaves to help us to learn, helps you to teach your children better if you can learn the truths and the traditions. And you don't, you know now that you don't go to receive the Blessed Sacrament without ever going to confession. Those are the kinds of things that we can learn through Catholic Radio, among other places. But I think that the real benefit, I think about this often because we have at least one, over all of Catholic Radio, we have at least one person, Protestant minister, okay? Not just a Protestant, but a Protestant minister who calls Journey Home or Catholic Answers every single day.
That is so beautiful.
It is beautiful. And they want information about coming into the Catholic Church. And so this is a minister that can bring others with him. And I think, what is it about Catholic radio? And I think it's the way that we can listen anonymously. You know, in our car, in our home, nobody actually has to know. We can do it without just sitting in front of a TV or whatever. We can be driving around town. And all of a sudden, the things that we thought the Catholic Church teaches, we realize we really didn't understand it completely. And we can get the truths and the traditions. We can call in. We can get our questions answered. And we can learn more about our beautiful, beautiful Catholic faith. And so I think that is... Plus, you know, in a society where the media is so twisted and sometimes out and
exactly.
out lying.
Exactly. That's right. No fake news here. There is no fake news at the Quest.
No fake news. That is right. And so we want to keep this on the air. It is so important, especially, you know, right here, right now. It is so important that we have this voice. So we encourage you to give us a call at 678-688-4549. We're at $34,560. That means when we get $5,440 more dollars, then we ring the bell. $5,440, we ring it at $40,000. We can do this. We can absolutely do this. We want Carrie Beckman, who's the executive director of Regina Chaley Academy. We want her to ring the bell a whole lot. So come on, let's get the phone lines going. Let's do it. 678-688-4549. Okay, so I interrupted you at your story at the point where your spiritual advisor, Father Peak, has called the bishop and set up an appointment for the very next day. No rest for the weary here.
No rest for the weary. The Holy Spirit is very fast. You've got to just kind of buckle up and hang on. And so anyway, Regina Chaley was born. And really, in my mind, it was going to be here to serve Atlanta. But again, I am very limited and our Lord is not limited. And so now we are soon to be 15 campuses throughout the country. We are in 9 states and we have about 1,500 students throughout the country that attend Regina Chaley Academy. And I am in April headed over to the United Kingdom to start our first affiliation in England. So praise God, we are helping so many people be able to raise their children in the faith. And this is why Catholic Radio and Regina Chaley are alike in that way, that it's another way to learn our faith, to share it. You know, even grandparents, right? If you're listening and you're a grandparent and you really desire your grandchildren to know truth, Catholic radio is a great way. They're riding in with you in the car and you just put it on. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how fast those young ones can really learn and listen. And so just encourage, again, you know, if you're listening out there, I know this is a pledge drive. And so, you know, it's amazing, even if we don't maybe go to, you know, Chick-fil-A once during the month, and we can take that $25 or that $30 and pledge it to Quest. It makes a big difference if we're all willing to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have a message for you, so I'll read it. It's from an anonymous person who gave $20, and they said, Regina Chaley Academy has taught us how to raise our children in the Catholic faith, and parents are so grateful for that.
Oh, praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, for that gift. And, you know, it's interesting. He uses each of us, right? I mean, greater than we think we can be used. And right now, if you're listening, be open to that. Maybe he's using you in this way. Or maybe you don't have the means, but you know someone who does. Pick up the phone and ask them to tune in right now through their app or on their, if they can't get the radio waves, we can certainly stream us on the computer, and maybe they have the means to be part of non-fake news, real news, right? The real news of Jesus Christ.
Yes, absolutely. And so we're going to give out the number again and then pick up the story about what happened with the bishop the very next day. So 678-688-4549. Also want to give a shout out and tell you we only have now about 35 minutes before the House Bill 481 So right now is the time. It is absolutely the time to go. If you haven't already, go to thequestatlanta.com. There will be phone numbers there for you to take an active part and to make phone calls. There'll be information about House Bill 481 being called the heartbeat bill. Keep saying it over and over again. Seems like a no-brainer to me that, you know, if a baby's heart is beaten, then, you know, but it's not. Look at our world today. You know, we're going all the way through, even after the baby's born, they're saying it's okay to kill the baby. So, you know, it's really time to stand up and be counted. It is absolutely time to be a voice for the unborn and go to thequestatlanta.com. You can get more information on House Bill 481, and we will be praying the chaplet live instead of with a recording at 3 o'clock today for that intention. We are talking with Carrie Beckman. She is the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy, and a very interesting story that she's been sharing about, and we went, I guess, past the bishop, so it must have gone positively, right? Because you were telling us that you're on 15 campuses in 9 states. So where do we go from here? What else do you want to tell us?
Well, I would like to just mention one thing, and that is Archbishop John Francis Donahue, who was the bishop at the time that really supported our effort with Regina Chaley Academy. You know, he was a very pro-life bishop, and this radio station is going to be the voice for the voiceless. And so, you know, if you had a great love for Archbishop Donahue, I think he would definitely be right now interceding for us. And so if you want to give right now at this moment, kind of this intersection, maybe this is where God's calling you to give to the station, because we're talking about Archbishop John Francis Donahue right here at a critical time of legislation to protect the unborn. And so what a beautiful intersection. If you're feeling God to call, you know, calling you right now to support the quest, I think this is the time to do that. I also wanted to just share real quick too, that, you know, God is a God without limits. And in that, I have a pro-life story. So I was born with a condition called a uterine didelphys, a complete uterine didelphys, and, was told that I could never have children. And so this reality, obviously wasn't ending up to be what has come to fruition. However, there's a journey there. And that is when my first son was born, they kept me under watch. I was in the hospital. There was lots and lots of doctors who did a lot of kind of learning about how this baby was in this one uterus with the other one not pregnant next to it. And he was born very early, and it was a very difficult beginning of the life for him. But then after I joined the church, I had to go back in for some more surgery. And do you know, they only found one uterus this time. Mm. My first son was born by C-section. Everybody saw two. Mm. It was after I had come into the church and after I had surrendered at that Life in the Eucharist seminar, surrendered all my trust, that the Lord fixed my body so that I could bring these 7 lives into this world. And their story is still untold, right? I mean, they're 26 to 10. So there's a lot of unpacking of their story. But our Lord is a Lord beyond our limits. And I think that that's what we see with Regina Chaley Academy. That's what we see with stories like mine. There's so many like mine where the Lord has physically fixed us so that we're capable to serve him in a deeper way. And I think that the Lord is a Lord beyond limits here in Atlanta. It is possible for us to have Catholic radio. I have to tell you, I travel now all over the country into my other dioceses that I work in. And small dioceses like San Antonio have Catholic radio. I'm on Catholic radio doing interviews all the time in places like Portland. Yet Atlanta, we finally have our Catholic radio. Let's make it work. Yes. Let's make it work. Let's ring the bell.
Let's do it. You know, and when I came and did the first pledge drive for Atlanta, I heard over and over again, We've waited so long. We have waited so long for Catholic Radio, and so let's support it. And I haven't heard it quite as many times this time, but wow, you know, and the fact that Carol, she stepped out in faith and she got it going, but she can't keep it going. It's up to each one of us. It's a 501c3 organization. It is absolutely up to each one of us to keep it going by contributing of our treasure. Every good thing, every gift that we have comes from God. And when we give a small portion of our gifts back to use for Catholic Radio, we are giving back to God. And we are saying, yes, we want the Holy Spirit to work through these airwaves. We see that it's happening. We've even, you know, this is only a year old station. We've already had somebody call and say, I've been listening for a year and I'm coming into the church.
Praise God.
Praise be to God. Those are the fruits that you'll hear over and over again. I come from Kansas City to do this pledge drive. We have 18 stations in the network. I get to travel throughout the Catholic Radio Network that started in Kansas City. I hear the stories over and over again, but we've been around for 15 years. So the stories are exponentially bigger than that one, but it's the same thing over and over again. First day on the air, somebody called and said, I've been listening all day. I air quotes happened onto the station. I've been away from the church for 30 years. I want you to know I'm coming back.
Oh, praise Jesus. It's, yes.
Those are the kinds of things that happen with Catholic Radio, and they're happening right here in Atlanta. And so it's really up to us to decide, do we want this to keep happening? And if we do, then we need to pick up the phone and we need to call 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Carrie Beckman. She is the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy, and we are grateful for her time and for her help and for her witness, especially to a pro-life story, born with two uteruses. Uteruses?
Yes.
Born with two, and then after surrendering and saying, "I'm open to life, Lord, use me as you will," you go back in. You know, your child was born with the two uteruses and born early, very difficult, C-section, hard time when he's first born. Then you go back in and you have seven more children. How cool is that?
It's such a blessing. I am definitely not worthy of this. And, you know, it's very interesting to me because when I was listening to you, I'd spent some time with Dr. Ray Guarendi recently, and you know, Dr. Ray reminded me something about Catholic Radio. He said, first, it's hard. Right? To run a radio station is not an easy business. This is where the grind happens, right? Right? Running this radio station. But he also said, you know, he said, Catholics need to remember, you know, this is part of our tithe. So if you tithe right now and you're looking where that other 5% can go as a Catholic, you know, it can go to Quest. It can go right here. And this is a beautiful way to tithe because, you know, it's like spreading your seed, right? You have a little bit of seed to throw on the ground for fertile ground. But at Quest, we're going to take that little bit and then throw it out, you know, among the millions, as you said, that we have a reach. 3.1 million people listening. That's amazing. There's like no...
Potentially.
Yeah. Sure. But here's the thing, right? And you said it's the one. I mean, yeah. We always want the one sheep, right?
Yeah,
Praise Jesus for that.
Exactly.
But also, it's such... In this time of our life, in this media-driven society, which, by the way, is one of the great blessings of Regina Chaley, we have a no-media policy at Regina Chaley Academy because we believe our students need those 2 days a week to really focus on the good, beautiful, and true because there's so much that's not true out there in the media world, right?
Right.
So let's keep the Quest voice alive so that we have at least one dial that we know on the radio station is nothing but truth.
Yes.
And I really want to ring the bell because I really like bells.
We want you to ring the bell. We absolutely want you to ring the bell. We are at $34,580. So we had a little bit of a bump there. So we just need $5,420 in order to ring the bell at a $40,000 mark. We can also an automatic ring of the bell if we get a founder, $100 a month for 36 months or a one-time $3,600. you know, $1,200 a year, however you want to do it. We don't care how you do it. We'll take your money any way you want to give it. But just right. Give us a call. 678-688-4549. Come on, we really do need your help. We would love to make the most of these next 22 minutes that we have with Carrie Beckman. We want her to ring the bell. And we really want to support Catholic Radio and really raise the necessary funds in order to keep it strong here in Atlanta. We do have another message here for Carrie. And this is from Jeannie. And it says, let's see if I can find the message. What is it? Oh, I'm sorry. It's in, they bring me these things and I don't know what they're telling me. Okay, so in honor of St. Rita. Okay, so this is a tribute, must be St. Rita's feast day. I'm so out of things. It's like I can't even tell you. When I come and do these, they are some long days. We go on the air at 8, we go off at 7, then I go back and research for the next day. So, my days are long, so I don't even know whose feast day it is today. Normally I would. I'm guessing maybe it's St. Rita's feast day, or maybe she just has received some special favors through the intercession of St. Rita. And so she's giving in honor, but she gave a one-time donation in honor of St. Rita. So thank you for that. All right. So again, still the number to call is 678-688-4549. Come on, give us a call. We are talking with Carrie Beckman. She's the executive director at Regina Chaley Academy. How long has the academy been going now?
So Atlanta is our flagship. We started in 2003. So we are finishing up our 16th year. Okay. Here in Atlanta. I also wanted to mention too that it is tax refund time. Yeah. So if you get some money back and you donate it to the Quest, then it is tax deductible because this is a 501c3 organization, which is kind of nice to take that money and make it tax deductible again.
And then take it off next year.
Exactly.
So get it back.
That's
again.
Right. Get it's it back a, again. Yeah, it's a nice little cycle.
It is.
We don't have very many benefits, right? Yeah. As American taxpayers, but that's one of them. So
right.
It's great to have this faith-based organization as a tax deduction.
You know, and that's a really good point. You know, the other point I haven't mentioned this pledge drive is, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, they're coming up. You could donate in honor of your mother or your father, and that could be your gift. So, you know, so often we don't know what to get for, you know, for our mothers and fathers. But if they're listening to Catholic Radio, how cool would it be to give them a card that says, I donated in your honor?
That is beautiful.
I would love that as a mother. I
would
love
it. Or again, if you've experienced conversion in any way, this is your way to give that right back to somebody else who's listening. I go back to the Mother Angelica story. I mean, we all know it, right? Where she was about ready to lose those satellites.
Yes.
Owed a lot of money to him, had no idea where she was going to get it. And it was the one man on the very wealthy yacht who turned his whole life over to God because of her one little voice, right? So this could happen. This could happen for the Quest today. Who's our guy on the yacht?
Come on. I know there's got to be somebody out there that could just, you know, give one of those really big. We actually have had some donors who have called in and said that they would give matching funds, you know, $10,000 matching funds and different things like that. So there are people out there that have the means to give a lot of money. And so if you would like to do that, by all means, give us a call at 678-688-4549. But you know what? I think it's also, you know, you were talking about, you know, it's a whole lot of people. I don't remember the analogy that you were using, but my analogy is like we're fishers of men. So we have this huge net.
Right.
This net is out, but the net is made up of a whole lot of individual knots, K-N-O-T-S. And, you know, it's those knots, those individual knots that make it strong and make it big. And I think that's what we're called to do with the Catholic Radio Network. It is a whole lot of people joining together to make this happen. So far today, we have had 51 donors and 3 founders. On yesterday, we had 101 donors and 5 founders. And on Tuesday, we had 103 donors and 9 founders. So, you know, and I think some of those are repeat performances because they get excited something else. But nonetheless, that's a whole lot of people that are joining hands and saying, we want this to stay in Atlanta. And so if you are the next person that would like to do that, give us a call, 678-688-4549. We only have about 15 minutes left with Carrie Beckman, the executive director of Regina Chaley Academy. So what else should we know? It's a pretty unique school. School, and it is accredited, correct?
We are. We are accredited first grade through 12th grade. We're actually not listed as a school, right? We're an accredited independent study center for homeschoolers. Okay. And so, but your child would receive a transcript and we would send that transcript to college. We're 2 days a week. We meet on Mondays and Thursdays, and we train and assist parents in homeschooling on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it makes homeschooling possible for every family who desires the good, the beautiful, and the true. And I encourage you to go to our website, rcahybrid.org. Again, that's rcahybrid.org. We are having a touring event on April the 1st. Not to fool you, but it's April the 1st. And that's right here in Roswell, Georgia, right near the station, actually. We're not too far from here. So please come and join us for that event. The interesting thing about our families is these are families like yours and mine. I know when I first started homeschooling years ago, it seemed like you had to be super mom to do it. And it's very intimidating. Regina Chaley Academy makes homeschooling possible for every family. If you really want your child to have an education that is very thoughtful, right? We're studying the great works, which have been pretty much tossed out. We've brought them back in. We've went and got the bathwater and the baby and brought them back in. And we think the rudimentary, you know, fundamental skills of education are important. And I will tell you, the beautiful graduates that we have are showing us that. The stats that we just recently got together, you know, our students are 88% of our students are in a vocation, either a validly Catholic marriage where they married a Catholic or they got married in a church, or they're in religious life. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the stats right now for young people, the problem we're having is a vocation crisis, not just with religious, but just choosing a vocation, married life or religious. Nobody wants to choose a vocation. And at Regina Chaley Academy, we're teaching our children that this is how we serve God and how we can bring the most joy out of our lives is through our vocation that he's called us to. And we see that. We see that our kids are really serving the Lord. They're going to great schools and now have beautiful families. We're kind of in the process of where we're getting some of our alumni students, kids attending now, which is really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a great organization that really does assist you in putting the Catholic faith right in the center of your family.
Yeah. Ah, good. Okay. So number to call again, 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. I was watching the video on your website, and one of the, I think it was a teacher on the video, spoke about the mission. The mission statement was much longer, but hers was kind of a shortened version. And what she said was training the mission the mission spoken by the teacher on the video was training the mind to form the soul. So let's talk a little bit about that. So how does Regina Chaley Academy accomplish that?
So we believe that education is there for the formation, right? I mean, it's what our church teaches, that our mission here as a people on earth is to get to heaven. And so we use the information and the education for that purpose. So I'm training the mind to think critically, to be able to make good distinctions between right and wrong, right? Which in the culture that we're in, these distinctions have never been more important because we have a lot of confusion out there. Mm-hmm. We have people teaching us that yes, you're born a boy, but it's okay if you think you're a girl. And this is just, you know, unbelievably sad and confusing to our world. And so at Regina Chaley, we're teaching them to think critically so they can literally see what is good information and what is poor information. We talked earlier about fake news. I mean, it's all over the place. You don't know what is truth unless you have a good foundation of firm moral education. And so that's why we believe that we are training the mind with the purpose to form the soul, so that, please God, we can be in heaven with Him. And so that's everything that we do is from that lens. Whereas, you know, there's a lot of other education models out there that are really trying to do the inverse, right? Right? It's all about what you know, not to which where you're going with that knowledge. And we say the important element is where you are going. Please, God, heaven.
Absolutely. And you know, what is it my husband always says? We have to start with the end in mind. And our end is getting our children to heaven. And that's what it's all about. And so we make our decisions along the way in order to do that. All right. I don't have to read it. Okay, so they are reminding me to remind all of our listeners that we are going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy live, and Carrie is going to lead us in that Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I am going to run and get something to eat because I don't get to do that at all when I'm on the air all day long. So I'm going to run, but then I'm going to come back and I'm going to pray, but I'll let you guys get started while I run and get something in. At 3, yes, at 3 o'clock. So we'll have a station ID at 257, and then at 3 o'clock will be the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So number to call is 678-688-4549. We are at $35,470. $35,470. That means we just need $4,530 in order to ring the bell. We can still do this. We still have about 10 minutes. We can absolutely do this. And an automatic ring if we can get a founder. Automatically we ring it if somebody calls in and says they will give $3,600 or $100 a month for 36 months. The number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We are talking with Carrie Beckman, the executive director of Regina Chaley Academy. And we have a prayer request for... for the repose of the soul of little Vincent, newborn son of Nicole and Matthew. So... can we pray for the repose of the soul of little Vincent?
Absolutely. And Lord, we just lift up this family in their sorrow and grief. We ask for the intercession of Our Lady, who understood the pain of losing a child, that they may come to this family now, the Holy Family, and embrace them at the intercession of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask for the repose of the soul of this precious little boy as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary, Queen of Sorrows, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh boy, you know, there's not many things that I truly can't think of anything worse than losing a child. I just, that's rough. It's rough. So we pray for the parents of, for Nicole and Matthew, for them as well. And, for peace and we're sorry for your loss. Absolutely sorry for your loss. Okay, so we are talking with Carrie Beckman. She is the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy, and I've been talking about lots of things. We only have about 7 minutes more until we go to the station ID and then to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So what would you like to share that we haven't discussed so far? What else would you like to share? We only have about 7 minutes.
So I would just encourage... again, grandparents and parents out there to really discern your education decisions for your children. It's never been more important now to really think about what choices you're making in this area of formation for your children's mind. We live in a time that's very confusing. And so I would just ask you to discern that. There's lots and lots of beautiful options that you have now that can help you if you feel called to homeschooling. Regina Chaley's just one of them. There's lots of option out there for you. So, and again, you know, thank you for everyone out there that's supporting the quest, because this is a great way of education for all of us, because we're all learning. We're all learning every single day, for sure.
Absolutely. And we continue learning and we continue growing. And we do that when we become part of the team. Okay. So sorry, we're discussing here. Is it okay if I do it? Do you think, Annie? Okay. So, somebody called in and said, maybe he's listening. So we're going to go ahead and do it just in case. It certainly doesn't hurt anything. Somebody asked for a shout out to Father Larry, who's not part of our pledge drive. So I don't know why that is, but Father Larry at St. Michael's, and it says he is great and the best ever. So maybe they're there with Father Larry. They want him to know. I don't know, but there you go. And so that maybe Father Larry, if you're hearing this, it's your signal that you're supposed to be on next time. All right. So 678-688-4549. We are talking with Carrie Beckman. She is the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy. We have been talking about her conversion to the faith, where she was poorly catechized, then the wake-up call for her at the Life in the Eucharist seminar that really got her to start living her faith, and all of those things prepared her now to start Regina Chaley Academy. And while she's also homeschooling her own children, the academy's been around since 2003 and now is in 15 campuses in 9 different states. And so we've been hearing too about her own pro-life story. And so lots of tremendous information that you have been sharing with us. And so again, tell us where they can find out more information about Regina Chaley Academy.
So if you'd like more information, please go to our website, rcahybrid.org, and watch our promotional video, because that'll certainly tell you a lot. Just want to also mention, we're about to have that vote too, the heartbeat bill. And please, if you can, give a call and let your voice be heard. And that's really important now. We have, you know, this is the greatest Holocaust we've ever faced as a civilization. Mm. And we've got to put it back in the can, because like you said earlier, Kelly, now we're looking at, you know, do we take the life of a child after it's born? Mm. I mean, my goodness. Right. And so we need to just put it, we need to put it back in perspective that a baby's a baby, no matter how big it is. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that our Lord is the giver and taker of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so what is the Dr. Seuss book? My mind is just gone. I've been doing this too many hours today, Annie, I guess. I don't know what the heck, but it is a Horton Hears a Who, I think is the book,
yep.
You know, a baby's a baby, no matter how small, or something,
yep,
along those lines.
That's correct.
So
yep,
it truly is, you know, we just really need to recognize the gift of life. And I think that really is, you know, and Lynn Wood, who was the attorney for Nicholas Sandman, he alluded to that earlier today in his interview as well, that, you know, it may very well boil down to all of that stuff. It has to do with life. It's all kind of associated
sure, with the dignity of the person. And, you know, we're not all beyond that kind of thinking, right?
Yeah.
So if there's a disposable thinking, then when I am not productive in the eyes of the world, then am I disposable? And this is why we have to stand up today and say, there is no life that is not precious.
Yes.
There's not one heartbeat that is not heartbeat of the dignity of God.
Yes.
So today's our day here in Georgia. And let us join these other great states out there, Alabama, Mississippi, several that have stood up and said, enough's enough.
Yes. Agreed. And you're right. It does affect all, because you know what? There are other states, one that we do pledge drives in, that legalized physician-assisted suicide.
That's right.
You know, you can go.
It's the same issue.
It is. It's exactly the same issue, except that The unborn have no voice except for us. They have absolutely no voice.
That's right. They haven't had even a chance to think about it.
Right.
Whether they're going to be pro-life or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's really time. It is absolutely time. I encourage all of you, if you haven't already done it, you know, we're almost out of time, but go to thequestatlanta.com. The phone numbers are on there. Make that phone call. And while you're on there, you can donate to the Quest Atlanta as well. Donate to this local pledge drive, or you can call us at 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We have been talking with Carrie Beckman. She is the executive director for Regina Chaley Academy, talking about lots of things at the academy. Can we give out the website one more time?
Sure. It's rcahybrid.org. And please join us for our touring event on April 1st.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so great good. News. Two founders. I get to ring twice, right?
You do. Wait. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And, I'm so excited.
You can do either bell, whichever
Thank
one you,
you
want.
Thank you, founders. I love ringing bells. I love it so much.
We're actually going to be able to ring it. Let me think here. We'll be able to bring it three times because we're over 40,000.
Hey, so for the Holy Trinity. I love it.
I love it, too. I do. One of them is an anonymous person, and one of them... I don't know if I can say that, but I'll show it to you in case you know them, because it's a...
The Winters family!
Okay.
Yes, they're great, awesome, Our Lady of the Mountains family and Regina Chaley Academy family.
Awesome. So I wasn't going to say the last name, but too late. There you go.
All right.
All right, there's one. Now number two for the second founder. So either bell, doesn't matter. And number three for going over $40,000.
All right.
Okay. All right. And this one, a shout out to Carrie Beckman from Tremonti.
The great Tremonti family.
Right.
We love them so much. They just had a brand new little baby too. So, congratulations
good.
I'm going to shout out to you all. Congratulations on your new addition.
Excellent. And I am being told that we want to announce that the interviews that are happening will be uploaded to the Spirit Drive website. And so you can go to Quest Atlanta, thequestatlanta.com. Wait about 2 weeks, and they'll have it all uploaded if you want to listen to any of the interviews. All right, we are going to break. Again, the number to call is 678-688-4549. Okay, pray.
Okay, we're just going to now lift up all of the legislators that are making this decision today, Lord. And so we ask you all to join us out there if you're listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, in your love for us, protect against the wickedness of the devil. Those helpless little ones to whom you have given the gift of life, touch with pity the hearts of those women pregnant in our world today who are not thinking of motherhood. Help them to see that the child they carry is made of your image as well as theirs. They are made for eternal life. Dispel their fear of selfishness and give them true womanly hearts to love their babies and give them birth and all the needed care that a mother can give. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we are going to a break. We'll be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy after the station ID for the intentions of the House Bill 481. And then we will be welcoming our next guest, which is Randy Rouse, who is the CEO of Life Teen. So we'll find out more about that. Number to call 678-688-4549.